Begin the current daf, Masechtas Harayos daf Gimel. Begin 7 lines down with the top of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. And that is, we had a version from Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel that explained that the halacha that opened up our Mishnah, our Masechta, that a yachid she'asa b'hiras bezen, an individual who does and follows an erroneous psak of the Sanhedrin, that he's going to be putter, he's going to be exempt from a carbon, albeit the Sanhedrin themselves are not bringing a carbon, because that's only when the majority of the Jewish people follow the erroneous ruling. Still, he's going to be exempt. And that said, Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, that the Tana of our Mishnah is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, but the Chachamim disagree, and they say that a Yachid, she'asa by Ros Pazin, will be chai for a carbon. Now, that the Gemara continues and says a different version. That Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman says a different version of the name of Shmuel, the same idea, but a different Tana. He says that Zu Divrei Meir, this, the opinion of our Mishnah, that says that if only an individual, a minority of the Jewish people, follow the mistaken psak of the Sanhedrin, they're going to be exempt from a carbon, that's only Rav Meir. Unlike Rav Yehuda's, he had said it's Rav Yehuda. But the sages, they disagree with the Tana of a Mishnah of Reb Meir, and they say that Yachid she'asa by Ros Bezen Chayv, if it's only an individual or a minority of the Jewish people, when the Bezen do not bring a parhelm davish al tzibur because it was only a minority, then those individuals have to bring their own carbon, even though they were following the ruling of the Sanhedrin. Says the Gemara, my Reb Meir, my Rabban. So as we had said in the previous daf by Rabbi Yehuda's version, so it's so too in Rav Nachman's version, who are these two opinions that you're saying the Tana of Mishnah is Reb Meir and that there's a Rabban who disagree with that? Says the Gemara, the Tana learned the Braisa. The Braisa says, an enigmatic case, it says, Hayru va'asu, if they ruled and they did, Reb Meir Paiter v'chacham mechayven. Reb Meir says that they're exempt, Chacham say that they're liable. Which is not saying who did what and what's the liability, what's the exemption, but that's what the Gemara is going to prove, that it's along the lines of what Rav Nachman is describing. Says the Gemara, man asu, who did? Who followed this erroneous ruling? Ile mebezdin, if it's, as one could read the words of the Braisa, hayru, they ruled, va'asu, and they did. Sounds like the ones who ruled, which is the Sanhedrin. Are you saying that that's what they're disagreeing about? But then, my time in the Rabban and the Mechayv, then what would be the reason of the Rabban who in this Braisa say that they who did are going to be chayv for a carbon? But Vatanya in the Braisa that says, Yachal Hayru Bezen V'asu Bezen, you would think that if the Sanhedrin, if they made the ruling, and they're the ones who went and followed their own ruling, and only them, Yachal Yuchayav, and you would think they would be liable for the Parhelm Dabishal Tzibur. Tamalema, that's the Pasuk teaches in the context of where it talks about the Parhelm Dabishal Tzibur, where it says in the Yikra Paragdal Pasuk Gimel, it says in the Pasuk, if the assembly of the Jewish people will make a mistake, and it will be eluded something from the eyes of Hakol, of the assembly, so continues the Pasuk, then va'asu, and they will do, meaning one of the mitzvahs of Hashem that should not be done, meaning the violating one of the Isurim in the Torah, and they'll be guilty, then they're chayv for the parhelm davish al tzibur. But from the proximity of the words hakol va'asu, says the Braisa, ma'isa tolu bikol, what we see is that the action of being liable for the erroneous ruling of the Bezdin is contingent on the assembly of the Jewish people, which is only if all of them, or at least majority of the Jewish people, are following this hayra. The ruling is contingent on the court, like the Pasuk says, v'nelem davar, that it will be eluded from them something, which is that if they rule to violate, who is this being eluded from? Like the Pasuk says, me'eni hakol, from the eyes of the assembly, which refers to the courts, to Sanhedrin, they're the eyes of the people. So you can't say that the liability would be if the Bezdin themselves are the ones who would follow their own ruling, because as we see, that the only way that there's a liability is if they ruled and the Jewish people are the ones who acted on it. So that can't be the case they're discussing, because then why would the Chacham say that the Bezdin in that case would be chayv par helm davish al tzibur? So El Rather, what are you going to say? Hayru Bezdin v'asu roiv kahal. It's talking about the generic case when the courts rule and the majority of the Jewish people follow their psak. So we could understand why the Chacham would say there'd be chayv for the parhelm davish al tzibur. But then my time Reb Meir depaiter. Then what would be the reason Reb Meir, who in this price is saying that they're going to be exempt, but that's the classical case of being chayv a par for the hayros bezdin and the tzibur are following. Elalav rather says the Gemara, and this is proving the point of Rav Nachman, must be talking about hayru bezdin v'asu miyut kol. The court ruled, and the action, like we said, has to be the Jewish people, but only a minority of the Jewish people followed their erroneous ruling. And this is what they're disagreeing about. Marsav Reb Meir holds Yachid she'asa by Ros Bezen Pater, when an individual, meaning a minority of the Jewish people, follow the psak of the Bezen, they're going to be exempt, like the halacha of our Mishnah. They're not going to have to bring a carbon. Where's the Chacham who are there? They say that even when the Yachid, if it is a Yachid, meaning when it's not the majority of the Jewish people, that he, even though he's following the Pesach of the Bezin, he's going to be Chayv, his Kisbo Seira, his Chattas Yachid. So you see, like Rav Nachman said, this is the Machleik, is Remain the Rabbanan. To which Amar Papa, he rejects, and he has many different interpretations how to explain this machlekes in the Braisa that wouldn't be necessarily the way Rav Nachman is qualifying in the name of Shmuel, that this machlekes of the Halach of Amishna, contingent machlekes of Yachad Shasa Beres Bezin, is Chayav Pater. Says Rav Papa, the Kuli Alma, truthfully I can tell you that everyone holds Yachad Shasa Beres Bezin Pater. Everyone, even the Chacham, agree to the Halach of Amishna, that when an individual did something mistakenly because he was following the ruling of the court, he's going to be exempt, even though he's not the majority of the Jewish people, and the Bezdin's not bringing a par helm davar shel tzibur. Ella, but Bezdin mashum l'loroiv tzibur kemifliki. The case they're disagreeing about is, do we count the court themselves when they follow their erroneous ruling? Do we complete them to be the majority of the tzibur? If, let's say, the Bezdin together with a non-majority of the Jewish people, but if you would include Bezin, that would be the majority of the Jewish people, is that considered the Rav of the Tzibur to be Chayv of Karban Helm Dabash al Tzibur? Mar Sabah, the Rabbanan hold, Bezin Mashlam L'Rav Tzibur, the court does complete the tally to make them into the Rav of the Tzibur, and that's why they say that there's going to be a Chiv, which is a Chiv of Par Helm Dabash al Tzibur. But Mar Sabah, Meir holds, Ain Bezin Mashlam L'Rav Tzibur. No, the courts do not complete it to the Rav Tzibur, and therefore they're considered like a mute, like Yechidim, and therefore they're going to be exempt, like the Halacha of HaMishnah. Or Vibaisim, if you want, you could say a second approach. Hayru Bezin v'asur rubish alkal. Actually, the case of the Bryce is talking about, one of the cases that we had originally rejected, when the court made the ruling, and the majority of the Jewish people followed the erroneous ruling. Now, Uman Chacham, who are the sages that are saying that they're going to be Chayiv? Rib Shimoni. What does that mean? Because the Amr, he says, Tzibur Maisi u Bezdin Maisi. He holds that when a classical case of the Jewish people following, the majority following the erroneous ruling of the Bezin, both the public and the courts have to bring a carbon. Now, therefore, that's why they say Chayavin. Now, Reb Meir, who says that there's going to be a Ptur, how could he say Pater, like we said originally? Why would he say Pater? That's a classical case. He's saying, who's Pater? The Tzibur's Pater. Meaning, when they don't have to bring their own carbon. Why? Because the Bezin is bringing a carbon. Like the Gemara says later on, Remeya says that when seven tribes, which is the majority of the tribes, sin, then the Bezin brings for them a power, and they themselves are going to be exempt. So therefore, that's why we understand it's talking about Bezin Haira, and the Rav Tzibur made the sin, but Remeya is saying that Pater, meaning they don't have to bring the carbon, whereas the Chacham are saying that, which is the opinion of Reb Shimon, that they're going to be chayiv, meaning who's chayiv? Besides the Bezin, also the Tzibur has to bring their carbon for the sin, which is the par helm davishal Tzibur. V'bayisim, if you want, you could say, Shevet sha'asa b'hiruaz beis dinei. It's talking about when one tribe follows the rulings of its own court. Every tribe would have its own court. Uman chacham, who are the sages that say that there's going to be a liability? Rabbi Yehudahi, the Tanakh in the Braisa, Shevet sha'asa b'hiruaz beis dinei. When one tribe follows the ruling of its own court, that tribe is liable for the power helm davishal tzibur, because he holds that every tribe, every shevet is called a kehila, which is therefore viable for the halacha of power helm davishal tzibur. Whereas the other man, Remeh, who says that pater doesn't hold that's considered, the tzibur has to be all the Jewish people, not just one tribe. V'ibur yisim, if you want to say another fourth approach, is kegon shechatu shisha, where only six of the tribes sinned, but v'hein rubishal kol, but they're still the majority of the total amount of individuals of the Jewish people. Aishiba, or seven tribes, which are the majority in tribes, Afabisha'in Rubishal Kol, even though it's not the majority of the amount of individual people of the Jewish people. Umasnitin Mani, who's the Tana of a Mishnah, the whole of the Braisa that says that you're going to be Chayiv, is Rabshim ben Lazahi, the Tana of the Braisa, Rabshim ben Lazahi, Mishmai, he says the name of Remeir, which this Braisa is explained later on, Chatu Shisha, Vein Rubishal Kol, if only six tribes, which is not a majority of the tribes, but it's a majority amount of people, or it's seven tribes, even though the majority of the people, chayav, and they're going to be chayav, in contrast to Remeir, who was saying that you're pater, held that no, you have to have both a total majority, and therefore you're going to be pater, and therefore there's no proof for Rav Nachman in the name of Shmuel that the halacha of HaMishnah is contingent machlekes tanaim, Remeir and Rabbanan, because says Rav Papa, I have four different interpretations for this braisa that wouldn't necessarily say they're disagreeing, and could be everyone holds the halacha of HaMishnah that Yachad Sh'asa Baros Bezin is going to be pater. Now, continuing on these halachas, the Gemara says that Amar Vasi qualifies, and he says, Ubihaira, regarding a ruling, which we said in the Mishnah, that when the court makes a ruling and the majority of the Jewish people follow that ruling, that the tzibur brings a par, halach achar rev yeshvi eretz yisrael. We only go after the majority of the Jewish people that live in eretz yisrael, because those who live out of eretz yisrael are not part of that quorum. And therefore, as the Gemara is going to bring a pasuk, those from the river of Egypt and further out is considered part of Chutz La'aretz, and they're not counted as part of this halacha of needing the rave of the tzibur to be liable for a power helm davar shel tzibur. How do we know? The Shinoi HaMishlema says a pasuk in Lochem Aleph. It says, V'yashleim be'esah hisachag. That Shlomo HaMelech made at that time a holiday, which was when they made the dedication of the temple. V'chol Yisrael imay, and all the Jewish people with him. Kahal Godol, a great assembly. M'levoi Hamas ad Nachal Mitzrayim, from where you come to Hamas until the river of Egypt. Lefnei Hashem Lekein, in front of Hashem our God. Shibas Yamim, Shibas Yamim, Arba Asa Yom. 7 days and 7 days, 14 days. And that was what the chag that he made. Now, Mechdi, let's see. Ksiv v'chol Yisrael imay kahal gadol already says that all the Jewish people was with him, a large assembly. So melevay Hamas ad Nachal Mitzrayim lomali. Why do I need it to say that it was from coming to Hamas until the river of Egypt? What do I need that for? It already tells us who was there. Says the Gemara Shema, you know what? Obviously the pasuk is coming to tell us is hani hu de ikri kahal, because who's considered, like the pasuk says, kahal, the kehila of the Jewish people. That's only those that are within the confines of Eretz Yisrael. Avlhanach, those from the river of Egypt and outward, lo ikri kol, they're not called kal, and they're not considered part of this halacha, which the pasuk says, me'ene hakol, which is this halacha, parham davishot tzibur, only qualifying regarding the majority of the people that are in Eretz Yisrael. Now, related to this topic, the Gemara tells us, pshita, it's obvious, that if merubin v'nismatu, if there was a majority and then they became a non-majority. For example, if let's say the court made erroneous ruling and the majority of the Jewish people followed their ruling in error, in sin. So they became liable to bring this bull of the par helm davishot tzibur, which is one carbon, instead of everyone bringing their own individual carbon. Now, they didn't get a chance to bring the par until that people that were the sinners, they became now the minority. Why? Because some of them died out. So now the majority is actually those who did not sin and follow the erroneous ruling of the Bezdin. So as the Gemara, Hainu Plukta Reb Shimon Rabbanan. This would be the exact contingent of Machlekes of Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan, which brought in the Mishnah later on the Daf Yud. The Mishnah says, if the Kohen Meshuach, the anointed Kohen, or the Nasi, the king of the Jewish people, who they have different karbanas for sins that they did. But if let's say they sinned before they became appointed to be the Kohen Gadol or the Melech, where their original liability was to bring a kispo, a seira, a she-goat or a she-lamb, just like any regular Jewish person. But they didn't get a chance to bring their karban chatas until they became appointed to become king or to be the Kohen Gadol. So the Tanna Kamma holds that their halacha is as they had sinned, which was like a regular hedyot. And therefore they have to bring as a karban, even though now they're a king or the Kohen Meshuach, a kispo, a seira like it originally was. So therefore, according to the Rabbanan, same thing would be over here. Since at the time of this sin, it was the majority of the Jewish people, they would have to bring a par as it originally was. Now, Reb Shimon over there disagrees, and he says that no. By the time they're about to bring their carbon, they really became the king or the Kohen Meshuach, so then they're not going to bring the carbon of the Yachid. So here too would be the same thing. If they found out about it until they realize, oh, we made a mistake over here. And by that point on, already many of the people that followed their own court ruling had already died, and now they're the non-majority. So the halacha would be that if they found out before that they died out when they were still a majority, so then they would bring a par. But if by the time they found out they're the minority, so then they would be exempt. Just like Reb Shimon says over there that, okay, if he didn't get a chance to bring his carbon, and he finds out only after he's already the melech or the Kohen Meshuach, so now he has to bring a kamachata. So though when he sinned, it was like a yachid, but since when he finds out he's the melech, so he can't bring any more of the carbon of the yachid, and therefore he's going to be exempt. He's not going to bring a carbon. Here also, although they were the majority, now that they found out that the court made erroneous psak, they're the miyut, so then they're not going to bring a carbon. So it says the Gemara, that's if the case of that we merubin v'nismatu, which would be telling this machlokes Reb Shimon Rabbanan. But says the Gemara, mu'atin v'nisrabu mai. What's halacha if, when they followed the erroneous psak, they were only minority, but then they became the majority? For example, if let's say the court made this erroneous ruling and only a miut of the kila followed them. We know the halacha is, as we established the halacha of our Mishnah is, that a yachid sha'asa b'aras bezin patr, if a yachid, meaning a minority of the Jewish people, follow the psak of the bezin, they're going to be exempt. But then, some of the majority of the Jewish people who had not sinned, some of them died out. And some of those who had sinned now became the majority. Now, after they became now the majority, only now did they find out that they had sinned. Says the Gemara, so in that case, what's the halacha going to be? What's the question? Would we say that here too it would be the same halacha as Reb Shimon Rabbanan? Why is it this any different? Because this case of Mu'atim and Nisrabu is not really the same as the case that they disagree in the Mishnah Daf Yud, when the person had sinned before he became appointed as king or Kohen Gadol. Because in the case of when the Mu'atim, when they sinned because of the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, they weren't liable for any carbon because they're yechidim, they're not considered the roiv, that does of the haros bazin is going to be pater. So there's no liability at all. In contrast, when the Kain Mashiach or the Nasi had sinned before they became appointed, they were liable for a carbon, that of an individual, of a hedyot, to bring a kisbos ira. The question is, now that they became appointed, what happens now? Do we transfer it? Does it remain according to its original carbon? Because like in the previous case, with Reuben ben Ismat, when they were the majority, and then they became the minority, that's the same thing as the case of Reb Shimon Rabbanan, where they had sinned before they became appointed. Because when these people were the majority when they had sinned, they were chayav a carbon. And therefore it says that when the Meruvim and the Smat, that's Machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan. This kid, Machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan. But that's our question. Is that going to be the same thing as Machlekes Reb Shimon Rabbanan or not? As the Gemara explains, do we say Reb Shimon de Azal Bas Yediyah, who he says that we go based on when the person is aware of it, not necessarily the time when they sin. Because he says that if these people became aware of it before they were appointed king or Kohen Gadol, so then they can be chayiv according to what they originally had been, which was a hedyot. But he makes a contingent on not just the time of the sin, but also the idea. So here also, mechayiv. He would hold in the case we just described that they would be chayiv when they find out about it, because when they're finding out about it, they're now the merubin. Although when they sin, they were only mu'atin. When they find out about their merubin, so when they're finding out about it, their majority, which is chayiv for the power, and therefore they're going to bring a power. Rabbanon de Azli Basakata, but Rabban who go after the time of when the person sins, like they say over there, where although now the person is or the melech, but since at the time he was sinned was a hedyot, he's gonna have to bring like a regular commoner, a kisbo seira. So therefore says the Gemara, here also in this case that since when these people had followed the Haraz Bezin, they were the minority. So Patri, they're going to be exempt, because although now the majority, but at the time that they had sinned, they were considered like Yechidim as individuals, who they were also by Raz Bezna, they're going to be Pater, Oilai, or says the Gemara like we explained before, or maybe not. Maybe we're going to say it's not the same thing as their Machloikis, because as we said, at least by Reb Shimon Rabbanan, there is a liability. The question is, does it change or not? Here, by the case of Mu'atim and Nisrabu, they weren't Chayv anything at all. And therefore, maybe that we would say that even when they're in Nisrabu, it wouldn't have the same Halacha. My, what's the Halacha? So the Gemara answers, Vitizbar, is it logical what you're entertaining? Meaning, even the Shamat Leila Reb Shimon, when did we hear, according to Reb Shimon, that you're trying to say that he would be the one, in this case, the Mu'atim and the Shabbat, that said you'd be Chayiv? Because when are they finding out about it? When is the idea when they're the Raiv? And then that's going to be Chayiv for Par. When did we find Reb Shimon that goes after the idea? Is the Azal Av Bas Yediyah, that he also goes and he incorporates additionally the concept of awareness, where he says that if the person not only sinned as a commoner, but he also became aware before he became appointed as a Kohen Gadol, then you're going to be chayiv. But that is, as the Gemara explains, he requires that not only does the time of the sin require the liability, but additionally the awareness. But regarding that if there's only the liability at the time of the awareness, but not at the time of the sin, do you think that he would say that there would be such a liability? Because as the Gemara explains, the imkain, because if that would be the case, that all he requires is the idea, like in this case, where at the time of the sin, they were not the majority. When they find out the majority, so you want to say that he's going to be the one to say that this is going to be chiv of parhelm davar shel tzibur, but if that would be the case, then laisi ki hashta, then they should bring it when he finds out in that case that only when he becomes appointed does he find out, then he should bring it according to his status right now as a Kohen Gadol or the king, which should be the same thing as if he sinned when he already was appointed, which should bring a power. Because you're saying that all he requires is the awareness, although he sinned when he was a commoner, but he only found out about it when he became the king. So why is the halacha that Reb Shimon said that if he found out about it when he was appointed, he's going to be pater? Why should he be pater? Yeah, you can't bring the original when you were a commoner, because that you there was no awareness at that time. But if the awareness is now when he's a king, you should bring what the halach of the king is. Ella rather than the fact Reb Shimon says over there that the person is going to be exempt, obviously it's because Reb Shimon chatov v'yediyah bayit. He requires both the sin, that when the person sins, and the awareness of the sin, both have to be at the time of the liability. And therefore, in this case of mu'atim b'nisrabu, according to everyone, they're going to be pater because at the time of the sin, which Reb Shimon also requires, they had sinned at a time when they'd be exempt because they were yechidim that did b'haras bezin, that's going to be pater, just like Reb Shimon says over there, that he says that the hedyid that sinned and then he became king or kohen gadol and then he finds out about it, is actually pater. It doesn't bring neither the power nor the kisba se'ira because you need both. And therefore, no one here would say, in this case that we describe, rather everyone would agree that they would be pater. Now, Ibayilu, the following question relating to these halachas. Hayru bezin chaylev mutiv. Let's say the court rule that chaylev, which are forbidden fats, they said is permitted. Vasu mir hakol, and then the minority of the Jewish people follow that ruling. Now, v'chazu ben bezin, and then the court retracts, they said it was a mistake, and they undo it. But then v'hayru, again they rule that chaylev is mutiv. Vasu mir achar, now a different minority of the Jewish people follow that ruling, thus making them now a sum total of the majority. Ma, what's halacha? Explains the Gemara. Kiven d'shtei yediyos nulei mitzdarav, since it's two different awarenesses. It was one time that they made a mistake, and then they realized that was a mistake, so we made a mistake. And then the second time. So there's two different awarenesses, and therefore they do not combine. You can't combine 33% plus 33%, making 66%. No. Each time was just a miut, and therefore it's not going to be the liability of a parhelm davishot zibr. Or maybe no. Kiven d'idiv idi chelev u'mitzdarav. Since both mistakes were regarding forbidden fats, the same iser, therefore they would combine, and now the bezin would be, from the sum total, being a parhelm davishot zibr. Says the Gemara, and the imtim to lemon, if you want to say keeping the kidvi chaylev who mitzdarv, since both of them were regarding the forbidden sin of forbidden fats, then they would combine, and the bezin would bring the parhelm davishal tzibur, and the individuals not bring their own carbon. Let's say meet bechaylev shal gabe keva. Let's regard these two different cases. They were slightly different. One time the court permitted the forbidden fats that's on top of the stomach. Umiit bechaylev shal gabe dakin. The other time the minority followed them regarding an erroneous ruling of forbidden fats that's on top of the small intestines. Ma, what's halacha? As the Gemara explains, it's a little bit more. Hacha vada kivin to betray kroi kasi lemitzdarv, since they're from two different psukim, which when it talks about the forbidden fats, it describes one's on the stomach and one's on the small intestines. So therefore, since they're two different psukim, they do not combine. A dilma, maybe no, kivin to bidi chelabhu, since both of them are still the same title of Isser, of forbidden fats, whether it's Chelev Machasas Akerv, whether it's Chelev Machasas Adakin, it's one name because it's called Chelev, so Mitzdarf it would combine and they would bring a parhelm Nabashal Tzimber. Continues the Gemara a step further. And even if you're going to say that it is forbidden fats, and it's the same thing, and therefore it would combine, Meet Bechelev Meet Bedama. What if the two different times the court makes a mistake were two different Isserim? One is that they permitted forbidden fats, and that was a minority of Jewish people, and the other time they permitted blood, which is forbidden, and that was a minority of the Jewish people. What's the question? Says the Gemara, Hacha vadi detrei yisurin, and since here they're for sure two different prohibitions. And moreover, v'kivin de'in yisurin shava, their prohibitions are not even the same, because chelev, for example, does not apply to all types of animals, because actually the chelev of a wild animal is actually permitted, in contrast to blood. So therefore, le mitzdarf, obviously we can't combine, these are two different errors, and therefore they're not considered the majority of the Jewish people. Eidemo, no, kivin de karbanan shava, since they're karbanan, could be the same, because if the majority of the Jewish people would eat chaylev and dam in the case of non-ruling of the court, if let's say they just make a mistake in action, so each individual would bring, if he wants to, either a kispa, a shilam, or a seira, or a shigot, meaning to say that their karbanos could be the same, because they're both the class of karban chatas. And therefore here also, even if it's, let's say, based on the ruling of the court, mitzdarf, they would combine, because their karbanos are classically the same. So now when it's based on the haraz bezin, it would combine. Now, says the Gemara, v'imtim tzolei mekivin de karbanon shav mitzdarf, and even if you're going to say that this case, that since their karbanos are the same, so they would combine. But let's say, meet b'chelu v'meet b'avodis kechavimah, what's the halacha if, let's say, one time they made a mistake, the minority followed them regarding forbidden fats, and another time was regarding idol worship, where there their kabanas is not the same, because by avodas kechavim, it's a seira, it's a shigod, and you cannot bring a shilam. So it says the Gemara, hocha vade in isurin shavav in kabanas shavav. Here, in this case, we'd say for sure they can't combine, because their prohibitions are not the same, and even their kabanas are not the same. Since they both have the same punishment of karis, of being cut off from life, therefore they would combine. So the minority would combine that they would all be exempt with the carbon tzibur, the helm davishal parashal tzibur. So the Gemara take a little stand. It's not clear what the answer is regarding all these questions. Continuing on this theme, Ibaylo did the following question. The court ruled that forbidden fats are permitted. And only minority of the Jewish people followed their ruling. And that court then died. And then another court was put in place. And they went and they ruled again that same mistake. Now another minority of the Jewish people followed their ruling and ate the forbidden fats. What's the question? So it explains the Gemara. There's a machlekes, who brings the parhelm davishal tzibur? Is it the bezin or is it the tzibur? According to one who says it's the court, for sure no question, because the hola hasnahu. The original court is not even here, and therefore they can't combine, because this second court only did miut, and the first court's not here anymore, and they also only did miut. So for sure, we would not create a liability of parhelm davishal tzibur. But when would the question be applicable? Is a libid man the amet tzibur maisi? According to the one who says that it's the people, the public who bring it. My, what's the halacha? Tzibur hokai, do we say that ultimately the people are here, and therefore we have a combination, as we said before, of the two times of the error making a sum total of the tzibur, and therefore they would bring, even though it's two different bezdins? Or as we continue to amet so dilma, maybe yedida hu bezdin da hayr be'inan. No, we need to have the awareness of that court that had ruled. And it's two different courts, and they don't combine. So the Gemara take will let it stand. It's not resolved regarding this question. Continuing on this theme of these halachas, Amar B'yenison says, "Meya sheyash v'lahayris." If 100 judges sat down to rule on a certain halachic query, and regarding this halacha that they make a mistake and permit something that's forbidden, the Jewish people follow them. Says Rabbi Yenison, "Ein chayavin at sheyaru kulan." So the liability will only be if all of the judges rule on this question erroneously. Like it says in the Pasuk Miyikra. It says in the context of these halachas, Vim kala das Yisrael yishku, and if all of the assembly of the Jewish people will make a mistake, which means acha yishku kulan, until they all make the mistake, meaning acha tifshu tairah b'chala das Yisrael, until the ruling is spread throughout the entire assembly of the Jewish people, meaning those who sit down to make the ruling, they all have to be part of that, and if one person doesn't, then it's not considered this halacha of parhelm davish al tzibra. Amr Rav Huna Berid of Hoshir says, "Hachan Amistab, it's logical, like Rabbi Anderson says. Why? The B'chala Torah Kula Kamelan Rubik Kula, in the whole entire Torah, we always assume that the majority has the same halachic status as the complete. V'hachik Siv, yet here the Pasuk tells us, Kol Ha'eda, all of the assembly. Why say Kol Ha'eda? Just say Ha'eda. Why say Kol? Ha'il V'kach, since that's the case, it's coming to tell us, Afila Hein Me. Even if there are 100, it's not enough to have 99. You need to have all 100. Paskening that shaila to be for this halacha. Now, in this teaching, Rabbi Yenison, the Gemara asks none from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Hayir bezin." The court ruled. So we said, if let's say v'yoda echad mehen shato, let's say one of the judges knows that they're making a mistake. Oy talmud v'ro l'ro, or a student who is fit to rule knows they're making a mistake. V'halach v'asal pim, and yet in spite of that, he goes and he follows their ruling. So the Mishnah said, "Bein sha'asu v'asa imoyin." Whether the court followed their own erroneous ruling, and this other judge who knew they're making a mistake did with them. Ubein sha'asu v'asachreinu, whether they did and he did after them. Ubein sha'lo yasu v'asu, whether they didn't even do the ruling themselves, but he did it. Harei z'chayev, in all these cases, he's going to be liable. As the Mishnah said, v'nei sha'lo yitalu b'bezdin, because he wasn't really relying on them. He knows they make a mistake. So it's on some level, he's really doing it based on his own mistake. And that's why he's going to be chayev, his own carbon. He's not going to be exempt with the carbon of the tzibra. Now, on that says, the Gemara, hayhu d'chayev. Sounds like, he's going to be the only one that's going to be chayev a carbon because he's not really following the bezdin. Ha'acha patur, it sounds like anyone else in this case, when the court had made an erroneous ruling and one of the judges knew, someone else who is being tailed a bezdin, who doesn't, he's not a judge, doesn't know that they make a mistake, he'd be exempt. V'amai why, haloi nigmar hayra, but the teaching wasn't concluded because you said, Rabbi Yenison, that every judge has to paskin and here one judge is not because he's obviously holds that making a mistake. So why would someone else who followed that psak be potter? Says the Gemara, "Hachmai skin." What are we talking about? We're going to shehirkin ha'hu echad mehen. We're talking about where that one judge who thinks they're making a mistake, he shook his head, or that student bereishe with his head, where it looks like he's agreeing to their words, and therefore they said, "Okay, judgment is over. Everyone agrees that we should permit chaylev." But it's not that he really agreed. He just dipped his head down, which looks like he's saying yes. So therefore, it is Nigmarei Ra because all of them were involved in the Psak Din. So though he knows they make a mistake, he was part of them, therefore everyone did, and therefore would be valid. Similar question and answer, the Gemara says, Tashema from Mishnah on the next daf, and daf Dalma Beis. The Mishnah says, if Hayru Bezin, the court made this erroneous ruling, V'yada Echem and Shato, like this case, and one of them knows that they're mistaken, but this Mishnah is different, and V'amalehem Toimatim, and he tells them, you guys are making a mistake. He's disagreeing with them. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ra'ela Batun, then they're exempt. Because here you don't have everyone that's implicit over here. Here he's fighting them. Says the Gemara, time in the Amalehan Toin Matim the Pturin. Sounds like that the only reason why they're going to be exempt, it's not going to qualify for the halacha of Parhel and Dabashal Tzibra, is only because he's coming out verbally to them and disagreeing with them. Hashasig Mishdik Chayavim, but if let's say he would do neither, let's say he would just abstain and he'd be silent. He wouldn't agree with them, but he wouldn't verbally disagree with them. Sounds like that then there would be a liability of the Parhel and Dabashal Tzibra. And because of a Gamalai Ra, would be considered a conclusion of the ruling. According to Rabbi Yonason, why is that? But he didn't contribute to the ruling, and therefore not every one of the judges was part of the ruling. No, they said here also the same thing as where he bent his head, so it was based on him, it did look like he was agreeing, and therefore they did include him in the counting, and therefore it's only if he verbally says no, because since he was shaking his head, if he didn't verbally disagree, he would have been part of the Hayra, and that's why everyone would have been included, and it would have been included a Hayra for this halacha, parhel mdavet shel tzibra. But the Gemara continues asking in this halacha. Most of Rav Mesharshiv in the following brisa. Brisa says, Samchu Rabbi Seinu al Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, val Divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik. The rabbis relied on the words of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and on the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik, Shehayomer, that they had said the following halachic dictum. Ein Gozrin Gezerah al Tzibur, we did not make a decree on the public, Elam Kein Reve Tzibur Chayin Lamed Bo, unless the majority of the Jewish people can withstand that it's not overbearing, not overwhelming for them. It has to be the majority could withstand it. Now, V'amr V'adbar Abba, he had said of this halacha micro, what's the pasuk that proves this? So he quoted a pasuk in Malachi. It says, Hashem says to the Jewish people, B'me'eira atim n'arim, you are cursed with a curse. V'isi atim kaivim, and me you steal. Hagoy kulay, all of the people. Which sounds like that if all of the people are part of this, they could accept it, and then one person violates it, then it's isi atim kaivim, then you're stealing from me. As the Gemara explains in Masechet Avodah Zarah. So that's the source of this halacha, that as long as the people could withstand it, then a person who doesn't do that halacha is considered violating law. So you see that it has to be that the tzibur could withstand it. But says the Gemara, what's the pasuk that's the source for it? It says, all of the people. And yet, what is the halacha that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben telling us? Not that all of the people have to be able to withstand it, but rather, v'ruba kekula dami. The halacha they're saying is as long as the majority of the people could withstand it, which we consider as all of them, even though it says the word kulay. So to Yufta Rabbi Yainasin, that refutes Rabbi Yainasin, because what was the source for his halacha? As we said, because it said kol eda. So it said, oh, kol must mean all, not majority. We see no. We see a pasuk that says kulay, and still it means the majority. So the Gemara to Yufta, yeah, it refutes his halacha. You don't need it. Every single judge has to judge to be for this halacha. As long as it's the majority, would also be valid. So then the Gemara goes back. It says, "Ve'lamai kol adas to kamer rachman." So then why does the pasuk over there say the word kol? If it's just the majority, so it should have just said adas. Why say all? So the Gemara hachi kamer, because this is what the pasuk is saying. I'ikka kulam. Yeah, there is an element of needing all of them. Not that they all have to rule, but as long as all of the Sanhedrin of the 71 judges are at least there, then havi hayra. Then it's going to be a ruling, even though not all of them who sat down to rule are ruling. You don't need that all have to rule, but all of the Sanhedrin have to be present. V'ilay, if they're not all present, then lo havi hayra, then it's not going to be a ruling. Now, a related discussion regarding all the participants of the judges, so Amr Yeshua says, Yud sheyesh min bedin, when 10 judges sit down in a court case, koiler talu b'tzavu kulan, so the chain of the liability of how they're going to be judging is hanging on all of them. Says Gemara Peshitta, obviously they're all part of the bezin. Says Gemara Hakam Hashalan, no, what it's teaching is that Philip Talmud b'fnei Rabbi, even if one of them is a student in front of his teacher, where you would think he would be subservient, no, he also takes responsibility if the ruling comes out inappropriate. And similarly, the Gemara brings and tells us that Rav Huna kabanafik lebeidina, when Rav Huna would go out to the courthouse to judge. He would bring 10 students of the yeshiva who would teach prices in front of him, so that they should take a chip of the beam from him, meaning to say that he shouldn't be the one sole responsible. This is to have 10 people that should share the liability of the court ruling. Similarly, Rav Ashi kava maisi tarfas lekameh, when they would bring an animal to see if it's a treifa, if it has a fatal defect that would make it non-kosher in front of him, maisi asar tabachi mi masa machasya, would bring 10 butchers from masa machasya, umaisiv kameh, and they'd sit them in front of him. He says that let them also share in the responsibility. I don't want to be the only one taking responsibility for this ruling. Now the Gemara continues on with the next Mishnah, continuing on the theme as the Mishnah opens of Hayru Bazin. The court rules, as we said, erroneously, and as the halacha has it, generally the majority of Jewish people follow their psak. Now, the yadu shetov b'chazben, then the court realizes that they made a mistake, and they back out from their ruling. Now, says the Mishnah, bein shehevi kaparasin, whether if they already brought their carbon, their atonement of the parhelm dabishal tzibur, or bein shehevi hevi kaparasin, or whether even if they didn't bring their carbon yet, that's immaterial, says the Mishnah. But the primary halacha the Mishnah is teaching is that, but after that they knew that they made a mistake, so the court already issued a retraction from the ruling. But after that, v'halach, then an individual went, v'asal pian, and he went, and he followed their original erroneous ruling. So regarding such a circumstance, this individual does not combine with the majority of the tzibur. Why? Because he's doing this after that the court already knew that this is wrong. So he's not exempted with the parhelm davishal tzibur because it's already after that was already closed off. They're not doing this anymore. But what's his individual status now to bring a carbon? So b'shimin peiter, he says that this individual is exempt from bringing a carbon. Why? Like the halacha of our first Mishnah, because since he was doing this with the permission of the court, because he didn't find out yet that the court had realized they had made a mistake and retracted. So he's still being titled b'bezdin. He's still doing it because and relying on the courts, so therefore he's going to be exempt. But Rabbi Elazar is misafik. Rabbi Elazar says it's in doubt. In other words, it's not clear if he's like a titled b'bezdin relying on the court, or if it's like he's relying on himself, and therefore he has to bring an ashim tali. He has to bring a carbon, which is in situations of doubtful violation of an iser, which, as the Mishnah explains, is zehu safik. In other words, what's the type of situation that would make him considered to be chayv and ashim tali, that it's not clear if he's really someone that's a toilet bebezin, is yashav lebetech beisai, if he was all along sitting in this house in the city where this court is, so then that's with chayv. So that's where he's going to be chayv and ashim tali, because it's not so clear, like as if he doesn't realize what's happening, that he should be toilet bebezin. But halach lelamedin sayam pater. But let's say he went overseas, he wasn't even where his hometown was, where he had heard the ruling of the Bezdin. So he's totally unaware of the retraction. So then he'd be exempt from an Ashim Tali. Now on that, Rabbi Akiva, he says, Maidani Beze, he says, I agree to this. Shukarav lepater min hachayva. That this individual who had gone overseas, yeah, most definitely is closer to being exempt than being liable, because he's for sure toilet bebezin, because he didn't know that they retracted, because he was overseas during that time. However, Amalei Ben Azir said to Rabbi Akiva, why? Why is this case different where he went overseas, Minay Yeshiva Beisa, from the guy who's sitting in his house? Both of them are unaware, so why should there be any difference regarding a liability of Ashim Tali? But Rabbi Akiva said to him, no, it's different. Because Shai Yeshiva Beisa, the one who's sitting in his house in the city, Efshar Hayulashi Yishma, it's possible for him to hear that the court had retracted, and because it's in town, everyone's like, oh, you heard? So therefore, it's very close for him to be considered as if he's relying on himself. So therefore, there is some liability over there, and we'd have to bring Ashim Tali. Whereas Vizeb, but this person who went overseas, Lahoyoloi Efsha Shishma, it's not possible for him to have heard, because he's overseas, he's not even near home, and therefore that's for sure considered being Taila Bebezin literally. Now the Mishnah continues with a related halacha on this topic of Hayru Bezdin. Hayru Bezdin Lakras Kalaguf. Let's say the court ruled to uproot the totality of a mitzvah. For example, Amr Eini de Batara, they said there's no halach of a menstruating woman in the Torah, which is a whole parasha in the Torah regarding the halach of a nida. Or Ein Shabbos Batara, there's no halach of Shabbos in the Torah, you could do it Saturdays, the same thing as every day. Or Ein Avodas Kachavim Batara, there's no halach of idol worship in the Torah. Says the Mishnah, Harei Elu Peturin, even if the majority of the Jewish people follow their ruling, they're exempt from the halacha of the Parhelm Davishat Sibbe, does not qualify for this halacha. However, says the Mishnah, let's say Hayru Levatel Mitzvah Ulekai Mitzvah. Let's say they ruled to nullify part of a mitzvah, but to maintain part of that mitzvah. Then Harei L'Chayiv, and then that would be the liability of this erroneous psak of the Sanhedrin, and the majority of Jewish people follow that to be Chayiv the Parhelm Davishal Tzibra. As the Mishnah explains, Ketzer Haso. Let's say Amr Yesh Nidah B'Torah. Let's say there is halacha of a menstruating woman with her tumma and other halachas relating to it in the Torah. Aval but haba al shemeris yom keneged yom pater. But they took one of the parts, the aspects of this halacha, and they said that a woman during the 11 days of Ziva, which a woman, her first time she has menstruation and she sees blood, she's tummy for 7 days. And then those intermittent 11 days are considered Yimei Ziva, where if she sees for 3 days in a row, then she needs what's the halacha known as Shiva Nikiyim. Now, if she sees only one day in those 11 days or two, she has to maintain a corollary next day of Tahara, a purification, and then if she's Tahara that one day, she doesn't see any dam, then she's mutter, then she's permitted that night. So they say there is no such halacha of a woman having to have to safeguard a day correlating to the day that she was tummy. So it's a one aspect. Well, let's say they say, yes, Shabbos b'Torah. There is halacha of Shabbos in the Torah. But regarding one of the Lama Tesh Malachas, regarding Haitzah, they say if someone carries from the private domain to the public domain, he's exempt. Or let's say they say, Yesh Avodis Kecham Matar. There is, of course, a prohibition of idolatry in the Torah. But regarding bowing down, that's exempt. Says the Mishnah, and it's regarding that to Harel Chayavin. It's regarding that to the liability. Shnem, like the Pasuk says of a Yikra, and this is the Pasuk in Perek Dal Pasuk Yigimel that talks about that. If the entirety of the assembly, the Jewish people, will make a mistake, and it says Vinelam Davar, and it will be eluded from them. From who? From the Ein Yakol, from the Sanhedrin. And then the Jewish people will follow that, and then they're going to be guilty. What that teaches is Vinelam Davar. If something will be eluded, but that's Davar V'Lekal Aguf. That's only something, and not the whole entity. If they uproot a whole entity of the Torah, Shabbos, Nida, Avodah Zarah, then they would not qualify for this. Halacha has to be what's called Bittul Mitzvos, V'Kiyum Mitzvos. Now the Gemara explains the Reish of the Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Marav. Says, my time at Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Meaning, as we said in the Mishnah, that the ruling is over. They already retracted. Everyone agrees you can't even combine this individual to the Raiva of the Tzibur to be exempted with the carbon of the Parhel David Shal Tzibur. In spite of that fact, Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the other opinions, and he says that he's going to be Potter. What's the reason for that? So says Rabbi Yehuda Marav, explains, is since he does with the permission of the court, meaning he's totally relying, he wasn't aware that they had retracted, and he's doing with that intention, and therefore he's going to be exempt, like the halacha that opened up our Mishnah, our Masechta, which was a yachid sha'asah by Rasa Bezdin, will still apply. Ikadami, that those who say this halacha of Amr Vid Marab in a slightly different version, but with the same intent. Aymahai Rib Shimon had said that kol hayra shayatza bereib tzibur, any ruling that was disseminated amongst the majority of the Jewish people, and they had followed that. So even though, as we said in halacha of Mishnah, that the court already had retracted, but a yachra isa pata, if an individual still follows that ruling unbeknownst to him, he's going to be exempt. Why? Lefishalay nitin hayra, the whole intention of a ruling is elalahavkin min shaygig lemezid, is only to differentiate between someone who's making a mistake or who's deliberate. Meaning, the purpose of the ruling is to notify that whoever is following the ruling of the court, they're in error. They're not doing anything deliberate, and therefore this person is ultimately still following the ruling of the court, and therefore he's considered in error. And as we said, an individual that follows the ruling of the court is going to be exempt. He's considered as a shaygig in the sense of following the court ruling, because he ultimately doesn't know, and he's innocently following the ruling, therefore he's going to be exempt. That's one interpretation in Rashi. Another interpretation is when it says le'nitnu hayra elahavchem min shaygi lemezid, it's actually in the opposite way, is that the ruling was not given to exempt a person that's relying on the court only because it differentiates between someone that's relying on himself, who in his own error, who then is going to be chayav his own karbachatas, in contrast to someone who is deliberately doing this action but with the permissibility of the court. So this guy is telling us that he didn't know that we retracted, and he was doing this action intentionally based on the court's ruling, not on his own shagaga, on his own error. He was deliberate in what he was doing, and therefore that, when we, in the second interpretation, are saying that actually it's the mazid who deliberately doing this action, that he's going to be the one that's exempt, like Rabbi Shimon says, because he's doing it by Ras Bezdin, therefore he's going to be put in contrast. The shagig in the second interpretation of Rashi is when he has his own shagaga. Then he's going to be chayiv, and therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, this person who's unbeknownst, he's following the ruling of the court, therefore he's going to be exempt. Now, this interpretation of Rabbi Shimon, according to how Rav just explained it, the Gemara says meisvei. The Gemara has a contradiction from a brisa. The brisa says, parhelm davishal tzibur, regarding the bull of the of the lapse of awareness of the public, which is this halacha that we're talking about, of harias, when the court rules erroneously and the majority of the Jewish people follow that and the court has to bring a parhel m'dabesh al tzibur, or a se'ir avayis kechavim, which is the same type of a concept, when the court rules and the majority of people follow them, and in regards to avayis zara, it has to be a sar, a he-goat. So then the court becomes aware they made a mistake and they retract. Now, as we said, since the majority of the Jewish people followed them, so they need funds to buy a par or a sar if it's regards to a violation of the halachas of avodah zarah. So it says the Braisa, b'tchila goyven alein. So what they do is they make an initial collection, that meaning the tax collectors go out and collect from every single Jewish person money to buy this bull or this sar if it was in regards to a violation of avodah zarah for the purposes of buying this carbon. That's the Rib Shimon. Rabbi Yehudami disagrees. He says, no, the funds for this carbon is metrumas halishkehin boin, comes from the funds of where all carbonas come from, which are these chambers, which they separate the funds from, which everyone gives a machzah shekel once a year, comes from the regular funds. Now, says the Gemara, concludes the question, na'amai, why did Rabbi Shimon say in our Mishnah that this individual, who after the court already retracted, but he didn't know, so therefore, since he's relying on them, he's going to be potter because he did it b'rishus bezdin, but kiven de gavilahu, since as we just quoted Rabbi Shimon in this brisa, that the court collects money for the utility of collecting for the funds of the parhelm davishal tzibur, sahavale haida. So that means to say that he already found out that the court made a mistake and retracted from their ruling because they're collecting for the parhelm davishal tzibur. So how could you say this individual that subsequently goes and violates the sin that he was telling the bezin, he knew because they already collected for the carbon? So says the Gemara, Ibai, if you want, you could say Kagan Shagovustam, that when the tax collectors collected, they just collected without notifying for what purposes they're collecting. So he didn't know that it was for that retraction. Or Ibai, if you want, you could say Kagan Dalai Havale Bamasa. At the time of the collection, he wasn't in town. And after they collected, that's when he was back again, and that's when he violated based on their ruling. Or Ibai, if you want, you could say Rav Kidach Tanasava. Rav holds like the other version of this brisa, because the Tanya Ipcho, we actually learned in the brisa a version the opposite. Betchila goyim lehen, the one who says that they go out and collect it, which is then obviously he knows, that's the Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says mitrumas halishkein boi, no, it actually comes from the chambers of the original collections, which is done in the month of Adar, where therefore it was not notified to the people that the court had retracted. And therefore, this person who followed the ruling was relying on the court, and that's where Reb Shimon says the person can be exempt, which is that the town of Amishnah holds like this version of Reb Shimon, that the monies for the funds for the Parham Dabashal Tzibah and the Sarabat Iskachavim comes from the Trumas Alishka. Therefore, the person did not know, and therefore, as we explained before from Reb Yudim Arab, therefore, this person is still relying on the court, and therefore, although the court already retracted, he's still going to be exempt from being a carbon.